Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy new year, and welcome to the very first episode of Christie's Connection to the Soul for 2018. Today is January 24th, and we are so happy to be with you today and hope that 2018 has been good to you so far. I'm really excited about our show. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to join me in talking all things astrology and angels. We're going to talk about what's happening with the current energy, how we can work with it in our own lives. And as always, Elizabeth has great info about what's happening in the stars and so much more. And for those of you who are brand new to our show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello there, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2018. Yay!
Yay!
Feels better.
It does feel better.
How are you feeling?
Much better, too. I'm so happy that it's a new year.
Yeah, just there's something in the vibration of this number. And, you know, before we talk astrology, it was just occurring to me, you know, like, I know way, way back, you know, I used to be a guest on your show, like sort of here and there. And if I remember correctly, it was about this time 6 years ago that we said, you know what, let's do this monthly, you know, let's do this regularly. So I just want to thank you, you know, for being here pretty much. Like, we miss very few shows and we connect every month. And all of you guys who listen, you know, some people tell me they listen on the rebroadcast, and some of you are listening in real time, and then I'll be giving someone a reading, and they're something like, where's that show? And oh, I heard you say this. And so we just, you know, whenever you pop in, you know, we just are so grateful to you guys. And I think I share with Christy just such a desire to support you guys and for the angel messages to support you and the astrology to help everyone with timing. So just a lot of thanks to you, Christy, and thank you to the listeners.
Oh, my gosh, my pleasure. And it's just so wonderful having you here. And it's true. We really genuinely do this show to offer support, insight, comfort to all of you who join us. And thank you, Elizabeth, for being here every single month for 6 years. That's a really long time to be doing a committed monthly podcast. Thank you so much for being here and helping to make this show such a great support system.
Yeah, and I hope it helps people just in the sense that it seems like everything's changing or things are just coming out of the blue that are just gobsmack all of us, you know, and jaw dropping, and it's almost like words like breaking and blockbuster don't like start to lose their meaning because every time you turn around. But when you think, you know what, one of the things that I always go to is the stars and the planets, because, you know, and especially you guys getting out at night, there's such a beautiful crescent moon right now. Schedule your walks for night if you're somewhere that you can walk around at night. Just a particularly beautiful one right now. But when we look at those stars, whether physically or we just tune in every month, we can have a definite sense of certainty and like, okay, things are secure. You know what I mean? The heavens have been with us. They'll be with us. And, you know, I hope that that's comforting and grounding to people. So, yeah, just
absolutely.
You say that before the astrology, but I suppose they are listening for astrology. So I want to give you guys some highlights, and Christy has angel messages, and we have already entered the season of Aquarius, you guys. Nice cycle that we are amongst. This is, of course, where the South Node is. We have Venus here already. And when we think of Aquarians, we think of the trendsetters. We think of the outliers, the people who are on the cutting edge, who are definitely doing things in an innovative, unconventional way. And there's a certain brilliance to it. somebody has to be first. And this is a mental sign. It's an air sign. So it's all about genius solutions. So whatever is going on for you, please remember to ask for guidance on breakthrough solutions. Just things I used to call them, but I don't really go to them anymore. But, you know, I used to call it grocery store solutions. You know, you just down the, you know, the cereal aisle and there you go. But wherever that time is where something just comes in, you stop trying to think it up and just literally write it down, as Julia Cameron would say. There's just a real wavelength now. This is Uranian ruled territory. So again, you know, Uranus is sort of, you know, gets mixed reviews because it's a huge outer planet, global influencer, and it can feel like chaos because it is that lack of it has that lack of conventionality. However, you know, that blockbuster breakthrough absolutely can come. And what we have this cycle, I'm going to touch on this, and then we'll do your part, Christy, and then I'll yeah. highlight some of the other things. But we have both a massive total eclipse on the 31st. I want you Aquarians, Leos, Scorpios, and Tauruses, ears up. This is on you. This one's about you. But the rest of you, get out your charts and see what is at 11 degrees. What other things in your chart are at 11 degrees of the sign that they're in, because they will be impacted by this. So this moon's at 11:37. That's the degree. It's full at I don't have the actual time in front of me. I'll look that up when I'm on the thing. But that's the degree, and it is on the 31st. So, you know, have a look at your chart. And again, know that for you fixed signs, this is a really big one. And we also have a lot of action, particularly on the 10th of February, with a Jupiter square. Jupiter, as you guys know, is in Scorpio. It's going to be a square to the sun. That's going to be another sort of reverberation of this, you know, fixed energy. And these things, whether it be the opposition of the moon, because the moon is opposite the sun for a full moon, or the square on the 10th, are these push comes to shove moments. And because we're dealing with fixed energies, this has a lot to do with being very entrenched in things. So the guidance I was given for this show is to ask people, what are you so invested in? You know, which thing are you just holding on to and you're actually kind of sick of it and you're wondering why you're even fighting to hold on to it, you know, and be willing to release, to change up things quickly, to take opportunities when they come in, because those kinds of things are around. And we'll get further reverberations of this later in the year when Uranus itself goes into Taurus. And I'll give those dates. I know you have angel messages, so I want to hear all those, and we'll get back to this. But I just want to give people the heads up, particularly you fixed signs, Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio, be paying attention to the eclipse. And those of you who are close to somebody with a lot of that in their chart, or you're just seeing things around you. It's a pretty, you know, it's a cycle of a lot of game-changing progress. And do think of it as progress, because that is one of the missions for Uranus. It's to innovate, bring futuristic possibilities online. So yeah, just big things ahead, we'll get to some of the other dates and things. On the other side, I want to hear the angel messages.
Okay, wow, that's a lot, and it's very exciting, and I love how, it'll go, you know, hand in hand with these angel messages today too. So. So for those of you who may be new to working with angels, they are non-denominational beings of love who work with and support anybody who feels ready to connect with them. So if you're brand new, if you're seasoned, somewhere in between, you can connect with them at any time you choose. Give you messages from Archangel Michael. Very strong, it's powerful, it's protecting, and it's really big energy. He's often connected with blue, and sometimes those colors are mixed with sometimes each of the colors show them at the very same time. Sometimes it's maybe one or three colors more prominent. Many people work with him because heat from the inside out, just the pressure heat around their body. He's often portrayed with a flaming sword of light. I saw today when getting the messages for the cycle that I was shown an image of a person outside walking down the street, and they're clearly on on their day-to-day experiences. So they have a specific place that they're going, and they're kind of in their routine. And then I saw that there's all this stuff floating around them, and not just floating around them, literally coming at them. And there's no real space around the person, so to speak, that doesn't have this stuff. And the person that's walking down the street is not aware that it's there, and they can't see it. And the best way I can describe the way that it looks, if you remember having an old television set, or maybe you're someone you knew had one where there was actually snow, like very loud, abrasive snow. That was one of the things that was around them. The other thing was like visual pollution. So just like signs and just energy, and it just felt very overwhelming. And then the other thing that I saw was actual recyclables. So things like cardboard cartons, et cetera. And they were flying all around this person, and there was no way to avoid it. And all around the person had a very powerful and negative impact on them, and they weren't really sure why. They were feeling their energy system begin to plummet. They felt overwhelmed, frustrated, agitated, and even upset. And I was shown that the experience could turn on emotions, whether they be sadness or anger, very quickly. And that the experience created a situation derailed into a whole other scenario because of this very real experience that they're having, which left their other tasks kind of pushed back or completely undone. And I saw that the experience had immediate effect as well as compounding or kind of lag effects, because if it isn't cleared, it lingers, and then the next day some kinds of things could happen. Residues there from the previous day. I saw that this can lead to very real health challenges, sleep disturbances, and a feeling that something is off, but you can't quite put your finger on it. So the next thing that I was shown is that to help combat this energy overload that's happening right now, and it's happening across the board, is to get back to basics. So because this is the beginning of the year, this is a great time to do this anyway, so it's very timely. All of the images that I was shown, it really is like a combination of just all the intensity that's happening. And what I saw is it was so dense that it really is affecting everyone. So here are the things that I was shown that can help to manage the impact that people are having. First, get rid of any things like physical items, any situations, including unhealthy relationships that are serving you, because this will help to eliminate additional pressure, heaviness, and chaos from your life. This one lives in you and around you. If you could turn off noise that may be abrasive to your nervous system and replace it with soothing sounds, things like getting a little table water fountain or listening to calming music like nature sounds or something like that, or even retrain yourself to enjoy the sound of quiet. But it's really important to literally remove any of the things that are abrasive and creating that almost like that snow effect from an old TV, just the intensity of that white noise that you may not be aware that it's impacting you, but it's generally a huge impact. The next one is to increase prayer and or meditation time daily, even if it's only for 5 minutes. Clear your mind and your body from all the frenetic energies that are happening. The next one is clear away the things that don't bring you joy and get very clear on the life that you want to experience. And then move full focus in that direction. The next one is reduce screen time and read physical books and or periodicals. So magazine, it really doesn't matter as long as it's a physical, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes, so that you can begin to retrain your brain to see without flashing and moving light. So even if you don't realize that when you're on your screen that there's a lot of movement and flashing lights that are happening behind the screen, it's there. And it's important to retrain your brain to be comfortable with hard copy. Again, it will help to, it's another component of moving that frenetic energy out. Turn your Wi-Fi off or put devices onto airplane mode when you go to sleep at night. But if you're someone who's excited to take a nap or you need to rest, you're having agitation where your body feels like it can't calm down, one of the number one things that can help reduce that really quickly is get Wi-Fi turned and powered up, because it actually is another level of frenetic energy that can have a negative impact on your nervous system. And then the next thing I was shown is that this is a time to clear the decks, get back to basics so you can move more clearly through your world in any way that will serve you. By doing these things, you strengthen your mind and body and your connection to spirit. This will help you to combat the intensity that's happening right now, allowing you to have more autonomy, focus, and clarity within your life. And I was shown that while these things may seem simple or not what you might expect to kind of help combat all of the stuff that's happening out there, so to speak, it really will help to make a huge difference in the way that you experience your own life outside of your home, but also how you feel within your own self. And it'll help you have more stability or structure as you move through your day-to-day experience. And again, oh, so many of us are already working on kind of making some conscious choices to change the way that we're moving through this new year. So adding this to the things that you're already doing can make a huge impact. And while some of these things might seem simple, the great thing is that subtle shifts lead to big positive change over time. So I hope that this will help you as we move through this big energy cycle together. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Very nice. Yay at that clearing. Just cannot be, you know, overstated as to, you know, like how much we're being bombarded by all these frequencies and just how much like unplugging it and, you know, again, getting back into physical things that we know how to do using a pen to a paper. You know, I was shown that just yesterday instead of just always typing stuff out. There's a real physical, you know, connection. So yes, wonderful. Well, to continue of why my thesis, why the Aquarius cycle is setting the stage for 2018. so that the fixed thing, because the big planetary shift that's going to happen this year, the one that, like, if astrologers said what's going to be the most important aspect, you know, we would, many would note that it's Uranus changing signs. That hasn't happened since 2011. And a lot of you will remember that when Uranus, the first day it went into Aries was the day of Fukushima. So, you know, it's just that big. huge influencer, like I was saying earlier. And this time it's going into an earth sign. And I think I had alluded to it on last month's show. Overall, I see that as a really good thing. Some people don't like Uranus here because, you know, it wants to change things and be radical. And, you know, if you've ever known a Taurus, they want to stay rooted. But I think we need a lot of reading. And we have Pluto in Capricorn doing this long transit. And, you know, with Uranus in Aries, of course, we had all the squares. So with it shifting into a fellow Earth sign out of fire in a square angle, you know, we actually get so much more cooperation and reinforcement of, you know, those earth, physical, you know, all those topics, resources, finances. Now, that doesn't mean that systems don't get changed. And I think, you know, the only, you know, negative aspect that I see is, yes, that it does put some pressure on, like, the fault lines and the, you know, the volcanoes. And so I do want to be perfectly honest. I definitely see, you know, stronger potential, but I feel like more of that's along the equator. But this Taurus thing is part of the fixed energy. So as we're in Uranus now and have this gigantic eclipse, full eclipse on the 31st, you may have some things happen this cycle that are going to play out more after May 16th, I believe, is the actual date. And what's going to happen when we have that cycle, Uranus is going to square Mars. And that's going to be interesting because Mars is going retrograde this year. That only happens every 2 years. And it is going retrograde in, wait for it, Aquarius. See, there really is a method to my madness. So Aquarius is going to be playing a theme this year. And so we have its ruler Uranus, you know, as part of this. And then we have Mars coming back into Aquarius and doing its retrograde. I believe the exact dates are June 26th, 27th, and it will retrograde a little bit back into Capricorn during that, but primarily it's going to be in Aquarius for the retrograde. So we're going to be revisiting these things. That's why I sort of always give you guys like little, like, it's like a sign on the road, like, pay attention here. and that journaling and taking notes or just sort of paying attention to what's going on in your life and sort of setting it up for, like, okay, more parts of this are going to unfold. And we'll get exact squares with Uranus and Mars on May 16th, August 1st, and September 18th, if I have my notes correct. and so that's going to be important. And I was just looking because I wrote May 16th, and I was like, wait, isn't that the exact day that it goes in? But maybe Mars is at the very earliest degree that day of Aquarius. It, you know, it's like I'm taking these notes when I do, and then I trust I took those. But so that's going to replay out. Now, you know, in relation to what you were saying, you know, one thing we are going to see is that by the end of the cycle or during the cycle, we're going to start to see planets shifting over into, including Mercury and Venus, into Pisces. So that very much resonates with your message, where the Pisces is like, if things feel shocking, the good thing about Pisces is you can kind of, like, you know, put your head in the sand or underwater and go, you know, it is a great, it's a great tune out. You know, it's like, you know, I'm just going to listen to some music instead, or, you know, I'm going to watch a movie, you know, like, I just want to escape, you know? And that can be healthy, you know, to a degree, as long as we don't not get anything done. You know, we got to come back into the world and all of that. But those breaks, that escapism, can be super helpful. And Pisces is also there for completion. So all that release stuff you were talking about, and it's there, I believe, for a lot of calm and healing, you know, to integrate everything we've been through. And so Venus moves in there on the 10th of February. We get a partial solar eclipse on the 15th of February. And then it is, I believe, I'm just looking through my notes here. we will get Mercury entering Pisces on the 17th, right before the sun changes signs and moves in there on the 18th. So this cycle, while it's boisterous and at its, right at about a third of the way, almost midway through, it's going to have that big eclipse, which we'll be feeling for a couple of days on either side. It does end on a more or less gentler note. And remember, this time, as the things move into Pisces, they're connecting with Neptune, just adding a whole other level, going deeper into the Pisces energy, and they're interacting nicely with Jupiter. It's a trine over there in Scorpio, and with Saturn and Pluto, who will continue to be in Capricorn. Listen to our Capricorn show from last month for a lot of the information on that. So this is a harmonious sextile. So there's a lot of ease, but I will say, I believe you're going to get some choice points during this cycle of like, you want to go this way or that way. So just be clear, like we talked about last month, using that big Pluto thing to get to what do you want to do, setting your intention, looking ahead, futuristic Aquarius is here, and that will help you know which decisions to make, because they will either be in alignment with that bigger vision. Remember, Aquarius is visionary, and as is Pisces, they're just in different ways. One's more mental and one's more intuitive. So as things come up, you'll say, which is in alignment with what I'm really doing? So that's the scoop, Christy.
Wow, that is a huge, so much happening, but it feels so good. It feels so good. And oh my gosh, thank you so much, as always, for all of this incredible information and ways for us to kind of be looking ahead, but also being grounded into what's happening, so that we can really use this to make some really important choices to really move through the whole year.
Definitely being set up that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can't believe we're already getting to the end of our show, and I really want to make sure that people know how they can connect with you for a session. So where can people find you?
Thank you. You guys can head over to elizabethsoracle.co or .com. .co is the faster, Elizabeth with an S, oracle.co. And you can sign up for a free monthly newsletter. You can hit the readings page to get in touch with me to set up a session. I'm doing free minute Fridays for the next four Fridays. So if you order on a Friday, you get 5 free minutes with any order. So like you can order just a 10-minute reading and get 15 minutes. You can also watch the latest video where I show some of the charts for what's happening right now. So yeah, just pop over to elizabethsoracle.co.
Perfect. Thank you. And if those of you who feel guided to schedule a reading or some healing with me, come on over to my website, ChristyMAyala.com. You can find all the information to get scheduled and all that good stuff. Opt into a free newsletter, get some goodies along with that, if you're so inclined. And we just want to thank you all so much for being with us today for our first show of 2018. We're wishing you all the best. See you back here next month. And as always, we're sending you love and many blessings. Bye-bye.